Brandon. We have a special guest joining us here on the program this morning.
That's right. 51st District Representative Ron Hyland of Wamego joining us on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning to you all. How are you today?
We're doing just fine. Pleasure to have you in, and we appreciate the time here. I know it's been busy in Topeka recently. What's the latest that happened this week?
This has been a busy week, obviously. We worked the bill yesterday, the adoption, the constitutional amendment on adoption, and it passed across the floor, so today is final action. We need 84 votes. We had 80 votes yesterday on the vote, so we'll see what happens today.
And what does this amendment do here to protect the unborn? And do you believe there's enough to get this to Kansas voters for a ballot question later this year?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. What it does do is the bills that we, the laws that we have passed in the past several years for the protection of both the mother and the child, involving right to know, the protection of the clinics, all of those things for the safety. Everything is in jeopardy if we do not pass this amendment. What it does not do, it does not outlaw abortion. That is protected by the U.S. Supreme Court ruling. And so that remains the same. It's just that we would like, well, there's two reasons. One, the legislature was taken clear out of the loop on this, and the Kansas Supreme Court decided they knew better than everybody else and can make law, which they cannot. So what we are doing is saying, look, that's legislative prerogative, and we want that for us, and we're asking the people to look at this and vote on it, whether they think their direct representatives that they have elected should have the say or whether the Supreme Court should. So that's the basic issue on this whole thing. And we'll know later today. It may be a long, long day, but we'll find out at the end of the day.
All right. Well, very good. Well, Representative Hyland, I know you're the chair of the Agriculture Committee, and you've introduced a bill here that we heard a little bit about, I think, last week, House Bill 2437, having to do with prohibiting the use of identifiable meat terms in advertisements for imitation meat. Explain a little bit the reasoning for this proposal.
Well, that bill came about primarily from the beef industry. And also the pork industry. They wanted to protect their product from being mislabeled, misread, whatever. And so we brought that bill into committee, and it did pass out with one amendment, and that was on the size of type to be used. Now, there are folks that say, well, it's the First Amendment right. We can say whatever we want on the package, but many of us looked at this as somewhat of a safety issue as well. There are folks out there that have allergies, and they want to know what's in their food products. And unfortunately, we have a pretty good part of our population that cannot read. So the pictures aren't going to do it. So we're asking that they be labeled correctly. And I've heard from both sides, the meat producers and from the vegans. The vegans are saying, look, we want to know what's in our product. And then there are those other, that third party group out there that have allergies. And they want to know exactly what's in their product so they can protect themselves against a possible allergic reaction. So we passed it out. Where it ends up, I don't know. The next step is we'll have to go across the floor of the House and then over to the Senate.
I would think ag producers here in Kansas would have a keen interest in something like this here to clear up, you know, make sure that people, when they go are buying their meat products, that they're actually buying something that's actually beef or chicken or pork.
Well, you know, many of us agree with you on that, and but we have large corporations now saying that is their next big growth area, and they want to protect that. They want to be able to use whatever name on it they wish. So it'll be interesting how this plays out over the next couple of weeks or so.
Again, we're speaking with 51st District Representative Ron Hyland of Wamego. Again, he's the chair of the Agriculture Committee. We've heard a little bit of conversation on industrial hemp. Is there any movement toward that here in the legislative session?
Well, we passed that last year. The problem now is the U.S. Department of Agriculture has laid down and finally written down their rules for the growth and production of industrial hemp. And their regulations are different than what we had passed. So we are in negotiations with the U.S. government right now to see if we can't find that happy medium in there. And several states have banded together and written a comment to the USDA regulations. And maybe we can get some play in this. And the agency that we thought would be the most trouble would be the DEA, the Department of Drug Enforcement. And they actually are the ones that have been the most lenient and easy to work with, and along with all the state officials dealing with drugs and so forth. So we may hear some things before we're done here this session, but for right now, the experiment of growth of hemp is still in force, and hopefully as soon as we get word back from USDA that they are accepting our plan for production, then we can go straight to commercial production at that point.
All right. Well, Representative Hyland, anything else here before we break here with you this morning?
Well, we've always got papers issues. I've been getting a lot of emails from folks that they want a COLA increase in their retirement, but what they don't understand is that everybody voted for the defined benefit plan instead of the defined contribution plan. In a defined benefit plan, you get what you get, and that's it. Now, in the past, they have increased it slightly, but with the condition of the CAPR system, I do not think there's much mood up here for increasing payments out in a defined benefit plan. But we'll see on that one as well.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Mr. Hyland, and we'll look forward to chatting with you here as the legislative session continues. Thanks so much for giving us a call this morning.
Thank you, Brandon. You have a great day.
All right. Representative Ron Hyland, 51st District in from the Wamego area, and we will continue with more news after this.
And by the way, we just want to reiterate that Representative Susie Carlson will be joining us next hour for a similar interview and remarks from her. So looking forward for that opportunity as well. Neat thing that we try to do here on Fridays here at News Radio KMAN.